the idea game. I don't know what that was, but I felt like it had to happen. So, in module four, you brainstormed a bunch of ideas towards the end about crafting a really great client experience. I think you brainstormed at least 20 ideas to surprise and delight your client as she starts working with you, and you outlined all the info that she needs up front as you both start your work together. So here in module five, we're gonna push those ideas even farther, and we're gonna brain dump everything you need to put your client experience systems in order to keep things simple, easy, but ultimately awesome, both for you and for your client, because it's not just awesome if it's awesome for her. We want you to feel organized and on top of your stuff as well. And in the Create Epic Shit Workshop, excuse my French, we talked about the idea of your whole business as a well-produced, well-performed, well-crafted production itself. So we're really talking about making this whole thing seamless and well put together. So your intake, working with you, and follow-up experiences, we're going to think of in the same production sort of way. So what do I mean by those three stages? So we have client intake, client work together, and client follow-up. So the intake might look something like this. So step one, she goes on the sales page and makes her payment or whatever, and she gets an automatic receipt sent to her. Step two, she gets an automated email that says, "Woohoo, welcome, and look to hear from me within 24 hours." Step three, you personally send her welcome info or a timeline of working together, basically everything that she needs to know to get started, the next steps that she can expect, and how all of this will work, and basically just setting expectations. Like, for example, in my first welcome email, I always say, "Don't Facebook message me. I'm not going to answer," because I've had clients in the past Facebook message me. So I'm setting the expectation up front saying, "Don't do this. I don't check my Facebook messages. I'll never see it." Okay? Here's how you get in touch with me. All right? So the intake phase is all about making it seamless for her to come on, making sure that, that excitement she feels as soon as she presses, pay doesn't diminish immediately, because we all know how that feels. As soon as you make a big purchase, you suddenly freak out. You walk away from the computer and you go call, cuddle your dog or something because you're absolutely in tears, freaking out by how much money you just spent. She's going to feel the same way. Okay. So it's all about making it easy for her to say yes, making it easy for her to pay, but also making sure that she knows what's coming up next. She knows what to expect. She knows how to get in touch with you if she needs extra assistance. And she has an idea of what it's going to look like when you guys start working together. So a timeline, how to get in touch with you, what to expect next, etc. All right, so that's your intake phase. It's all designed to make it easy and understandable for her. What about your work together phase? Okay, so you, depending on your program or package, might work together for an hour, you might work together for 10 years. I don't know, right? So, what is it going to look like while you guys work together? So, you're going to outline whatever you've got to do to keep her in the loop. All right, so for example, in my one-on-one coaching practice, I send weekly reminder emails. Every week, my clients each get an individual personal email that's a reminder of when our call is, what we're going to cover, and the link to join the call. I also send weekly follow-up emails. Sometimes you might want to send like the occasional random email that has like a coffee date or a gift or something, right? So outline whatever it is you have to do to keep her in the loop regularly. Also, you want to make yourself a timeline of what steps need to happen and when. All right? So for an example, your first day you might spend trying to figure out what her problem is, and then by day 14 you figured out her problem and you've, outlined the steps of the solution. And by day 30 you've walked through all the steps of the solution and her problem should be totally fixed. That's a ridiculous example, okay? But basically making sure that you have an idea of the general timeline, what you can expect, and how long it's going to take you to move through each step of your program so that you can be sure you're staying on schedule and so that you can keep her looped to any changes so that she's super clear on what's going on. So, for example, it might take you a little longer to get through step two of working together. And that means that what was supposed to be finished up by day 14 now isn't going to be finished up till day 30. If you can keep her looped on that's amazing because it means not only are you aware and organized and know what's supposed to happen when, but also if you need to suggest an additional fee or a retainer fee or something so that you guys can keep working together to get to her result, she'll be aware of why that happened. She'll know instantly Be like, oh yeah, that's right. You did tell me that we rewind schedule. Okay, so a timeline for yourself of what steps need to happen and when. Remember, always, always, always that direct, succinct, and obvious communication is so crucial. What might seem obvious to you will not, I guarantee you, it will not be obvious to her. Like, I couldn't even tell you how many times people have asked me questions that I thought were so ridiculously simple and obvious, and yet, you know, I'd never said the answer anywhere, okay? So what's obvious to you is not obvious to her. You've developed these programs and these offers and these courses and these products and everything like that. You're in the trenches. You're always there thinking about it. It's not obvious to her. This could be her first time ever working with, you know, I don't know, a dog doctor. And she has no idea what to expect, okay? So clear, direct, honest communication, it will solve so many and actually prevent so many problems between you and your client. All that anger and her trotting on you that we were worrying about, that's going to be prevented by clear communication, especially in this work together phase, okay? So a timeline of what steps need to happen and when, basically just a basic template and outlining what you need to do to keep her looped. So weekly reminder emails or follow-up emails or that kind of thing. Okay? So we have intake, we have work together. What about follow-up? What sort of follow-up do we need to do in order to keep that client love alive? So the first most obvious one is wrapping up work together. What results did you get? Are you making an upsell with continued work? Remember, you are staying on top of the schedule throughout, so you will know if you guys need or want more time, i.e., you need to book a second package, okay? So in order to keep supporting her towards her ideal result, you need to know if you guys were on schedule. Also, you're gonna know that if she's ever gonna get to that result. So like if we're being really honest here, do you want to keep working together? Okay? But all of that will be in your follow-up or first wrapping up email, okay? So you're gonna need to set out, you know, what day will you send that wrapping up email? Will it be on your last day of work together? Will it be a week before? Will it be a week after? When are you gonna close up, say goodbye, and move forward, right? What about asking for a testimonial? When are you going to do that? How are you going to do it? What about sending something like a follow-up thank you or a friendly, like, hey, how's it going, or whatever, a few weeks later? And then the last one that I'd recommend definitely doing is around 6 months later, after you guys finish working together, is ask for an updated testimonial. Say, hey, how's life going for you? Are you still having success after our work together? And let me help you with what's happening now. However, while it's super nice of you to try to follow up and offer a little bit of free advice, don't over-deliver. Just because she's a past client doesn't mean you have to give her everything for free. Just because you guys might be Facebook friends now doesn't mean you have to give her everything for free, okay? Your time is still valuable, and she's a past client. She's not a current client. All right, so all of that can go into your follow-up. So what sort of follow-up ideas do you have? Do you want to send her a funny gif 3 weeks later? Do you want to send her coffee? Do you want to send her a book? Do you want to just say, hey, do you want to recommend, you know, a really good article that she might like or a blog that she might like or anything like that, right? So write down all of your follow-up ideas and we'll put them all into a schedule. Okay, so intake, working together, and follow-up. Now, in the strategy pages, you're going to map out all of these ideas. Brainstorm and brain dump tons in order to make sure you've got all of the awesome ideas you've got down on paper, but it will probably feel a little chaotic. It is one thing to have a million great ideas, but it can feel like a lot more work than it's worth without a system. Have you ever like had a million ideas and you're trying to keep them all in your head and you've got them on little post-its all over your desk and in that planner and this planner and Google Calendar and everywhere, right? And it becomes very difficult to keep on top of all those great ideas you had, okay? So don't worry so much about the system just yet. Do get those ideas all down in the same place. All right? So brain dump, intake, working together and follow up all in the same place in the strategy pages. So you have all of the awesome ideas down. And in the next call or in the next audio thing or whatever, we're going to work out a system. Okay? So don't worry if it feels chaotic with all these ideas and they're out of order and you know, put step one 5 feet below step five. It doesn't matter, okay? You're going to set up a process and a step-by-step system for all of this stuff to make it easy to follow and implement in the next section, okay? But in the old vein of strategy before technology and creation before optimization, you gotta have all the ideas out of your brain before you can start mapping them out and putting them into a system. So head on over to the strategy pages and let's see some epic ideas.